Hello.
Whatever that was, it happened again, I guess, because it got
I don't know what
jammed.
happened. We
Is it
got.
happened right when does Ruby hit the record usually?
I don't do nothing.
It does by itself.
It records by itself. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. But are we? Am I here? Can I hear?
I think we're good now.
Good. I don't know what happened, so I hope it doesn't happen again. Anyway, I don't know where we were up to. I was talking to myself.
Yismach Moshe, Chassidus Rebbe, Sefer
Oh,
Yismach Moshe.
okay. No, all right, but we passed that. So
Okay.
the Gemara says that Amrav Achia Barash Amrav, Hamadik Nir Shulchan Kasar Levarech. Rav Yirmiyah says, Harleya Nir Shulchan Kasar Levarech. So the Lashon of whenever we know the rule is whenever the Amar is after, it usually means it's a machlokes, right? That's the usual rule. It says Amar Rav Yirmiyah means he's agreeing. Rav Yirmiyah Amar, usually the rule is that means he's disagreeing. I think that's the rule. I don't know who says that, but that's but Rashi says, I'm not sure. Rashi says that it means he brings Matzos B'Shem Rav Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. I don't know who that is. Shamar B'Shem Rav Yaakov. I don't know who that is. Is that Rabbeinu Tam? Because this is Rashi. To know Huskov Bracha Zu Adam Yishalo Hitalik Bebeso Adayin Oyoshev Esvino. So according to Rashi, they're talking about two different cases. Rav is talking about Hamadvik. The Madvik does not make a bracha when you're Raya. Rav Yirmiyah is talking about Raya and not Madvik. So Pashtus, according to the way Rashi said, there's no machloikas.
Excuse me, Rabbi, where are you reading from?
I'm on Shabbos, Chaf Gimel,
Yes.
and I'm in the Gemara. In the middle of the page, it's Amrav Chiya Barashi.
I have it. Thank you. I have it. Thank you.
So we read. Maybe I read it when there was a blackout. I don't know. I read the Rashi, Haraya. So what I'm trying, I'm just questioning. I mean, maybe I have my clothing wrong. I was under the impression that there's a cloud that whenever it says Rav Yirmiyah Amar, the Amar comes second. That means that it's a machlekes. So if it's right, I think that's the general that we assume, no?
Yeah, but why is Rashi? Why is Rabbi assuming that Rashi is,
Because when we
knows?
write the Rashi, there'd be no reason to make a machlekes because you're talking about different cases.
No,
But Rashi.
maybe the first Amora is saying that there's only a bracha on a hadlaka. Ri'ah, there's no such thing. Yeah, comes the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says on a Ri'ah also there's a bracha, but obviously not if you lit already. Meaning there's a mitzvah of Ri'ah, but if you already made a bracha on a hadlaka, there is no mitzvah of Ri'ah.
Okay, it could be, but I hear. But I would suspect, you know, that it's like it's two different cases. It's like he's saying, in other words, there's no real, in other words, if we would have had these two members in two different Gemaras, we would have no reason to assume that they argue with each other. Because Rav says Hamadik, which is everyone agrees is true. And Rav Yirmiyah says, Araya, when you're not a Mavdik, also everyone can agree is true. So it's like there's no, okay, you say maybe they're arguing. I would.
Especially that Rashi doesn't see it as a davar pasha. I mean, he's only saying it because he heard it. I think these names are Rabbeim
Yes,
of
okay.
Rashi. He definitely had one Rebbe Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and he had one, Rebbe Rabbeinu Yaakov. I believe so. I can't say for sure, but Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he definitely had a Rebbe. So he's like kind of saying, okay, this is what I heard. So it sounds like. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it's still a machlokas.
Yeah, okay, but it could be the other way. That they're coming to say there's no machlokas. That the simple reading of the Gemara is mashmas machlokas. He's saying he heard from his rebbeim, but it's not a machlokas. I don't know. We should do a little more research. In other words, it could be a machlokas, like you say. The Tanakhama didn't hold to this din. Or it could be that either they had a different Gersa, they didn't have the Gersa of Yirmiyah Amar, they had Amar of Yirmiyah, or they don't agree with this rule. I'm not sure that everybody agrees with this rule that Amar has to mean that they're arguing, that Rav Yirmiyah Amar has to mean that they're arguing. And I don't know if that's such a universally accepted principle. One second. I have a Gemara rule here. I would suspect, sorry, that my gut suspicion is that Rashi is not accepting this principle that the Omar means that they're arguing. And therefore, there's no reason to assume they're arguing. Here, in the Halichas Oidam, it brings this split. That depends where the Amar is. That it does say that. So the Halichas Oidam, who's a Rishon, says, Kol Makom, here I'm reading, Kol Makom Jesh Machlekes Bein Achamim, Omer Agmara Behokam Achman Uploni Omer, Klomer Shemakdim Shmod Ami Imraso. The Yomar Omer Ploni. The clouds that Yeshomer Biyatva, Shabbatol Mogosh, and Timson, the Gemara Ploni, Omer, Biyadua Shukhanek Ashrafana. So he says it's definitely a rule. Okay. He said the Rashbam says the same thing. So are we still here? Are we frozen? Okay. I'm just looking at this Halichas Oidam in Shar Beis Ois Mem Zayin. So the Halichas Oidam, who's a Rishon, says that when it says Ploni Omar, is definitely a machlekes. And then there's a parish from the Beis Yosef, on the Halichas Oidam, who brings that's what the Rashbam says, the same thing, but Rashi disagrees.
He says Rashi disagrees?
Not our Rashi. He finds a Rashi in Yuma where Rashi says, where it's a case of Ben Azay Oimer, and Rashi says that he's Mefarish. He also finds the Tosis that does the same thing. So he's saying, okay, if it sounds like, well, you look it up. The Halichas Oidam Shar Sheni Ois Mem Zayin. But it sounds like it could be a machlokes rishonim. I mean, basically, it seems to be saying that it's a machlokes rishonim. So, okay, I don't know. We don't know. I would guess that Rashi here is holding that they're not arguing, but I don't know. Okay, let's go further. The nafkamina would also be how we paskin. If they argue, so it's not clear how we paskin. If they don't argue, then everybody agrees to everybody, and therefore we would paskin. I mean, we do paskin this way, though. If a roya, you make a bracha, right? I think so. If you didn't like, well, it'll be interesting to look in the Shulchan Aruch. How do they know that we paskin this way? If assuming it's a machleika, so who says we paskin? But it might be because they assume it's not a machleika. Okay, let's go further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rishon Arayim Mevarad Beis, Tamadik Mevarad Gimel. Yikad Eilech, Madik Mevarad Shtayim, Vemroyim Mevarad Chachat. Mai, Mimayit, Mimayit Ma. that what that the which bra Rashi said because the Roya cannot make the bracha of the Hadik, and after the first day you don't make the Shechiano anymore, so that's why you're always going down. Why do we make? We already made the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So it says, Neis Koyuma Isa. Every day there was a Neis. Okay. Now we get to the Gemara that's Nogaya to what we wanted to work on. Mai Mevarech. What's the bracha we make on Chanukah? Mevarech. Asher Kiddushah Mitzvah Osa. Visivanu Adik Nesha Chanukah. Right, there's a few different gerses here. Right, there's a shot if you have the gers of show, right? I think so. But Gemara has an Adik show Chanukah. Some people don't say show, I think. Okay. The Hechen Sivanu, Frakta Gemara Kaasha, how can you make a bracha of the Sivanu? Chanukah is only who did the Rabbanan. Right? Rashi says, Halav the Raisi, enemy of Reyim. Right? That's the Kasha. It's only a Rabbanan. So how can you say Sivanu? Hashem never was Mitzavos. That's the Kasha. Rav Avya Omer, Milo Sasur. Rav Nechemya Omer, Omar. So here also, you know, we get into that same shaida. Are they arguing or not? In other words, assuming that rule from the Halichas Olam is a machlekes, which is, but I'm pretty sure, that there are many svarim that say you get both mitzvahs on a drabbanan. No? And there are many svarim that say that. There's a sefer. What's the name of the sefer?
Ben HaMelech?
What?
Ben HaMelech?
No, yeah, Ben HaMelech too. But that wasn't what I was thinking. It's a sefer, an early sefer, or a Hashanim. Or a Hashanim, it's some kind of Bau HaPardes, I don't know who that is, but it's an early sefer. And he pretty much says that every time you do a drabbanan, you're making both mitzvahs. He makes this whole thing, you're supposed to say a hinini muchen. Okay, anyway, so again, so the Gemara seems to be that there's a machlekes. But which mitzvah you're yaitzi? Either yaitzi el sasser or shava bicha v'yagetcha.
Does the Gemara ask this question of Heichan Sivanu by every bracha on a mitzvah d'Rabbanan?
Not to my knowledge. And also, the question is, there are probably d'Rabbanans we don't make a bracha on. Well, do we make a bracha on every single mitzvah d'Rabbanan?
Not formally mitzvahs.
What? I can't hear you.
Chazal didn't make every gzera into a formal mitzvah that they're saying is going to be bechlal. Like what's
okay? So that's where we get into the big shida here in this sugya is that what is the gather of this gemara? Is this gemara saying? Time. Yeah, this Gemara is saying that every time you do a drabbanan, you get a mitzvah deraisa. Either a los essay, los chaser, or an essay. The question will be an afkamina. Or is this a unique mitzvah drabbanan? That's the question.
I mean, okay, there's a machlokas whether or not like a sumo who's patur from mitzvahs is able to make a birchas mitzvah who is machayev mid the rabbanon. There's a machlokas we show him whether or not he's enough to count to be able to make a bracha on the biglav of the rabbanon. And that's by like, and that's by something that's a formal mitzvah in some sense. So okay. What are the things that are less than that?
Let's look at the Rabbeinu Chananu.
Rebbe, just to clarify, if somebody doesn't light Ner Chanukah, they're overlo sasor. If somebody doesn't make the bracha, they're overlo sasor.
The first one, if they don't light Ner Chanukah, they're overlo sasor. Rabbanu or Misakin, you have to light. So if you don't light, you're overlo sasor. Therefore, the Chiyuv Daraisa to light Ner Chanukah. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So we say, Mitzivanu. So what I'm saying, the question is, Pashup shot is
that I'm saying, if somebody has a suffix, if they have to light near Hanukkah, right? Is that the suffix that writes a little chumra because of loy sasa now?
Excuse me. This is, you're asking the most famous question in the world. Baruch Hashem, you're the Gain Atzim. But I'm serious. You're really asking a good question. I'm not making fun. That's the question that that they ask of this sugya, the Ramban. Asa Kasha and the Rambam. We said that I sent all these sheets. Is that the Rambam seems to learn from this Gemara that every Drabbanan is a Deraisa. Anytime there's a mitzvah Deraisa to listen to the Rabbanan. No saucer. There's a few psukim. Shava Bicha Vyagetka.
So,
isn't
that one of the
proofs
we have that
suffix
deraisa
l'chumra is
only mitzvah
d'rabbanan? Let me just answer Shmuel. So the Rambam seems to say that there's a mitzvah deraisa, either a los to say or an asay or both, to listen to Rabban. Correct the Ramban. If that's the case, how can we say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula? Because it should come out that a d'rabbanan is a deraisa. And by a deraisa, we always say suffix deraisa l'chumra. So that is Ramban's big kasha, to which Ramban.
That's our proof that Suffolk Daraisa Lachumra is only Midrabanan. It must be, because otherwise it would be Suffolk, you couldn't say Suffolk Darabanan Lakula.
Okay, that might be one of the Tirutzim, but that's not the, you know, that doesn't help, because most Rishayim hold Suffolk Daraisa Lachumra is Midaraisa. So you're right. And the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds Savei Deraisa the Chumra Midrabanan was not such a shver kasha. I think they say that, but
I remember that being the teretz.
Yeah, but that's not. I don't think that's the teretz. That is a teretz. Because if you say that is the teretz, then you're going to make that all the Rishayim who argue with the Rambam and hold Savei Deraisa the Chumra Midrabanan. They cannot hold that the Rambam here, you're going to make the two machlekes Rishayim and Tadeh Zavizah. And we don't usually like doing that. And usually when you go through the Cheshbon, it doesn't work. You usually find some Rishon who, you know, holds one of each. But that's a big shot. I wanted to look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. It's very interesting. But before we do that, let's just look at the Rach, because the Rach is talking about this. Heichen Tzivanu, I'm looking at the Rach on the side. The Mevorach Asher Kisham Mitzvosov Tzivanu Lahadik. In other words, how can we make a bracha of Tzivanu? In other words, the kash is on the bracha, Heichen Tzivanu. In other words, I know Rashi didn't spell that out, but the chayr, that's what he means too. The question is on the nusach of the bracha.
No, so I'm not clear. What does Rabbi saying that his question is what?
The Rach said, the Gemara asks, Heichen Tzivanu. So the Rach adds, Heichen Tzivanu, the Mevorach and Asher Kisham Mitzvos of Tzivanu Lahadzik. So what the Rach is saying, that Shan and the Gemara's kash is, how are we able to say the word that's Ivanu? Right? No?
How is that any different than Rashi? I mean,
Rashi doesn't say what the Gemara's kash is. Rashi just says, well, Abderaisa. The Rashi doesn't spell out what the question is. Theoretically, you know, there could be room for a different question, because the Kobe's, you know, we're going flying through the Kias here, but the Kobe Shiurim, his big question on the Sugya is, he quotes Rav Chaim, he says, everybody says it's a major question, that according to the Ramban, that there's no Chiyas deraisa to listen to Rabbanon, so where did the why do I have to listen to Rabbanon? In other words, according to the Rambam, that there's a Chiyas deraisa to listen to Rabbanon, based on this Gemara Pashtas, so then the Rabbanon have a right to make takanas, and you have to listen. But the Ramban says that it can't be, because then we should say Savei deraisa the Chumra. So I'm not sure what the Ramban, how he learns this Gemara, we'll have to see, but apparently he learned this Gemara, there's probably a special din in Hanukkah. So, but
what about every other Mitzvah with the Rabbanon?
What?
What about like their Shabbos?
It could be. I don't know. I have to see. We'll see. I don't have the bikkies. I don't remember. But according to the Rav Yochanan asked the Kasha, the Rabban, if there's no Chiyuv deraisa to listen to Rabbanon, so why do I have to listen to Rabbanon? Rabbanon came along. They say, make a takana. I don't have to listen to you. So theoretically, you could have learned that child in Gemara's Kasha. Heichan Sivanu. Why are we obligated to listen to Rabbanan? The Rach says that's not pshat in the kasha, but it could be that's why the Rach goes out of his way to tell you that's not pshat in the kasha.
But based on the placement of the question, it would appear that it is going back on the bracha.
Yes, I agree.
Otherwise, there are many other places where the Gemara could have asked it.
Okay, I hear. But there is a shtickle diak that the fact that the Rach goes out of his way to explain the kasha is very often there's a mashmos that there was, you know, like some other way of learning it. Okay, so what do you say? That's a mitzvah's essay. So the way the Rach seems to learn doesn't make a difference. It doesn't say it's only this Dibrei Chachamim. Sounds like it's any Dibrei Chachamim. Right? That seems to be the mashmal of the Rach. So according to the Rach, Pashup Shah and the Gemara, is the Gemara comes out that there's a Chi of the Raisa, this is the Chachamim. Okay. So let's go. Come on, we're already losing. Let's look at the Sefer HaMitzvot to the Rambam. It's very interesting.
Rebbe said he sent it?
I sent it, yes. Yes, but only I only got back from, you know, I just sent it recently. I'm sorry. I was away. I couldn't send anything. But I only sent it about a half hour ago.
Okay, I found it.
So let's read it inside. I didn't, there's around 50 pages here. I only photocopied the first few pages. But I think it gives us the beginning anyway. Okay. So what happens is that there's a very strange thing, is that the Gemara in Makkah says there are Taryag Mitzvahs. The problem is everyone asks the Kasha that when you count them, you end up with much more than Taryag Mitzvahs. So obviously, certain Mitzvahs were left out. So the question is, which Mitzvahs were left out and why were they left out? And it's very unclear. And it's very unclear if there's any relevance, even though the Rishonim seem to make a great deal of arichus trying to figure out which, but the later Achronim say that makes no difference anyway, because even if it's not included, it's still a deraisa. But I don't know. Anyway, but the Rambam said.
Why do they spend so hard trying to figure out the 613 then?
I hear that's the question. But the Gra says in the beginning of the Malos HaTorah, that there are much more. He quotes his brother. The Malos HaTorah quotes his brother to say that there are much more than 613 mitzvahs. There are thousands of mitzvahs. He says every word in the Torah can be learned a different mitzvah. And when we say 613, they're only the others. But there's
Harbisharshim v'harbi anafim, he says.
Right. But then the question is, so then what you're asking...
It's my Zeta. Rabbi Amrachia Graz is my Zeta, so...
Okay. So, there you go. So now the question is, so if there's so many if like you just asked a good question. So why do I care? Which is the is there any halachic nafkamina? Which is the oven? Which is the toda? And if there's no nafkamina, so why does the Rambam and everyone work so hard to figure out which are the 613? Because who cares if they're not the oven, they can be a toda. So I don't know. They talk about it. They talk about it. Well, the most common answer is that that the of has kedima, even though they're all deraisa, and we would say some deraisa the chumra on both. But if you can only do one, you do the of and not the talda. So it comes out that it's, it has an added chumra. But okay, but that's real. That way go up on a tangent. Shai rishon shein waitin does the clouds and mitzvah change rabban. You don't count in the Taryag mitzvahs deraisa, the mitzvahs rabban, right? This is the Rambam's first rule. Da, kizeh inyim lo yeroy la'iris b'viro. I really shouldn't even have to say it. Ki akar shayya lashon a talmud sheish miyos shosh esrei mitzvahs nemer v'el Moshe Sinai. It's 613 mitzvahs that were said at Har Sinai. Eight nemar b'davar should be drabanan. Should be cloud minion. Even if you say that the saucer gives you a chi of deraisa to keep it, but it's not in the 613 mitzvahs that were sent at Har Sinai. Now you can't say it was then at Har Sinai. Avo Heruni Alav. But the reason why I said this, then they should Tobo Rabin, because there are many great people, obviously there before the Rambam, so that's really obviously really chashuva people that made this mistake. Umanus near Hanukkah. This is, I think they called it, they said this is the Smag. The Smag apparently came before the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah Sagadayla. And he counted, well, I don't know if there was a Smag or is it not the Smag, the Ba'al Alokos Gedolos. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Ba'al Alokos Gedolos, who is before the Rambam, not the Smag.
It's the time of the Goyim, you know?
What, the Ba'al Alokos Gedolos?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, from the Goyim, I think.
So the Ba'al Alokos Gedolos counts in the Taryag Mitzvahs, which is Nemar Mimosha Misinai. He counts Hanukkah and Mikra Megila, which is wild. Peklau Mitzvahs Esei, came Me'a Brachas, Kol Yon. V'noch Anicham Avedim, Ubiker Choyrim, Kura Semeis, Avoshes Arumim, V'choshev Chishet Kupas, and he's figuring out the months. Ushmona asa yom nigram is hado, and we say hado. So in other words, he's the Ba'al Alokos Gedolos says that these are all in the Taryag Mitzvahs. This Tarka we misha yishma the shaydim. The memru lo the boisha misinai. What's this? I don't know. The Imana Kriyas Ado, Shishabo Dada Lashonam, Kel Yisada, the Sivabo Moshe, how you read this?
How could it be that Hallel was said to Moshe and Har Sinai when Hallel itself was only said by David like 1,000 years afterwards? So how could
I hear the question. What does the word mean? Vistakel.
480. Only 480.
What's the Hishtakel mean? Hystako means it's like in wonderment. Hystako, what does that word mean? I should have prepared. And maybe it means it's like in shock. I don't know. Yimisha Yishma the Shino. Nemar lo the Moshe Misinai. Bimone Kriyas Hado. Shishava Bel Dabra Me Alishadom. Okil Yisbar, Jasir Bel Moshe. Imana near Chana, Chanaka, Shekavu Acham and Beis Sheni came Mikra Megila. So he says that makes no sense. Amnin Hayos Moshe and Emerit Abba Sinai, Shei Tzivanu, Ki Kishiyeh Be'achris Malchuseinu Be'ikra Lano Im Yivana Kach Vika, Yitzchayiv Lano Shanadik near Chanaka. In other words, he's trying to defend the Baha'i. So he said, How could you say that in Tivanu, Hashem was mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah? It didn't happen yet. So he has a possibility that when at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend the Bahag, that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that when you go ahead and have the Mechamed Yivanim, that you should go ahead and make the mitzvah near Chanukah. So it becomes a deraisa.
Rebbe, the truth is it's not so crazy because if it was really said at Har Sinai, some of the mitzvahs that we have only seem to be stuff that occurred during like the last year they were in the Midbar, like the B'nai Slavchad and other things like that.
Okay, but this is a little different.
No, but I'm saying, so it definitely seems that there were, if it was really said at Sinai, that there were some events that hadn't happened yet, that there was in some format, it was said in the future when such and such happens, that's going to be.
Okay, I hear. But the Rambam said that's no one would say such a thing. Any Raya, I don't think anyone would say such a thing. Where did the Ba'ad come to his opinion? So in other words, let's keep on reading. The Imi Tam said, "Manu Asam, Hine Roy, Sheyimnu Kol Darish Midrabanan." He called Masha Amru Acham and Asay. So called Masha Imi Menu Farsiva Moshe Abena Besina Shesav Nekaimo. In other words, so it seems like this. It seems as follows that the Bahag got from our Gemara in Shabbos that Ner Chanukah is considered a mitzvah deraisa. Mikra Megillah is considered a mitzvah deraisa because that's included in Lo Sasur. So it's Lo Sasur. When Hashem said Lo Sasur, I don't think he means that he mentioned Chanukah, but it included Chanukah. So therefore it becomes a deraisa. And we made this in the Taryag mitzvah. Frank the Rambam, so you should go ahead and include all the mitzvahs, Drabanan. In imitam zeh, mano sami roi shim, the kol darshim Drabanan. He called Mashu Amrachom Natsai. He said, come on, Shasira Mehdu Kvar Chiva Moshe Abena B'Sinai, Shei Yitzavar Nekaimo, Hu Amru, Pia Darshim Ruka, Mishra Shim Ruka Tassin, Zirin Amin Avrim Dabar, Koma Shim Tikro Gozru, Dabar Atami Kol Darshim Ginnuch, Like Amin Esmo. Vim Yiman I call Mashim Rabban the cloud tire mitzvah may match your nickel tires on the historic tosser. They not mono pranate of an amano gulas. Well, Shimon and Chanukah, I'm agreeing. I don't know. Since yes, you die him, mitzvahs Erev. You know, I'm a work. I shake Shem, it's all Sivan. I'm yes, you die him, mitzvahs Erev. Okay. Right. That's a Rambam. So, what, let's stop here. So, the Bahag says, that Chanukah is the Raisa. But apparently the Bahag agrees that the Tilas Yadayim and Erev is not the Raisa. So how in the world, you know, the Bahag Shita is very schwer. There's a Bahag. What's behind the Bahag? So what do they say? Anyone know?
Can't it just be enough since we say that there are more than 613 mitzvahs? There are only certain things that are counted?
No. Why? Then that's time random. Why?
No, because these are seminal events. The Chanukah, Purim, they're...
I'm sorry. That doesn't sound good. They're just random. The Baha'i decided on his own which ones to count, which ones not to count.
It's also a shtickle shvera that to say that for 1,000 years the Yidden were not able to do all 613 mitzvahs.
No,
they were never able to do all 613 mitzvahs.
You're saying the Parshat Shana, the Bahag, is it only became a mitzvah once Rabbanu were misaking to do it?
Does that mean there were other mitzvahs which were unseated?
No. Okay,
were only 608 mitzvahs until then.
Yeah, it could be. That's what he sounds like. That's what he's saying. That the when that's what the Bahag seems to say, that right. Once the Rabbanan came along and said to light Hanukkah candles because of the din of Lel Sasser, so it became a deraisa. But for some reason, that doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. So let's figure it out. So the Ramban, I think I'm pretty sure, and the Ramban says,
it could be that the mitzvahs dafka for pasu menisa.
I don't know. I think the Ramban says, we can make up our own svaras, but the Ramban says to defend the Bahag, and other people, that there depends that the Hanukkah and Mikra Megillah was a takana by Beis Din HaGadol. Not every drabanan. There are different levels of drabanans. I think that's what the Ramban says. That there are different levels of drabanan. You know, there's an Indian. You have to listen to every drabanan. The if the aguda comes out, you know, das Torah, you have to listen. But it doesn't have the same choymer. Of Beis Din HaGadol, the din of Zakei Mamre is only by Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Let's just see where the Ramban said that. The Ramban says that somewhere. I just don't remember where he said it and to find the place. I'm sorry. So he's learning that these mitzvahs were said these mitzvahs, Hanukkah, was this much bigger takana.
Hallel also?
Can't hear you.
Hallel?
I guess so. In other words, these mitzvahs were made by the takana, while in other words, certain mitzvahs were stamped takana. It says that David made a takana, but it wasn't the whole Beis Din HaGadol. I think the Tiras Yadayim was it David or Shlomo? I forgot. Anyone remember?
Shlomo's Erzin.
So that was so
that.
What?
Shlomo Malch. I'm saying Shlomo Malch was. Okay, Shlomo Malch would be less.
By the whole Beis Din HaGadol. But these mitzvahs are made by the whole Beis Din HaGadol. So he says that they got an extra chashivas.
I mean, it just happens to be the Beis Din HaGadol is also Bahag.
What? I don't follow. What?
Beis Din HaGadol is also Bahag. Beis Din HaGadol.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, all right, you're too fair. So how is he going to be learning? In other words, what I'm just wondering out loud how the Bahag will learn the Gemara and Shabbos. Because the Rambam Tain is that even on Netilas Yadayim, we also make a bracha Asher Kiddushanu. So that means that the Bahag's going to have to say that even if it wasn't made by the Beis Din HaGadol, we also say Asher Kiddushanu. So
even the Bahag could say that it should be better that the girls of the bracha should have been. That's what Hashem said to do. Hashem didn't say Dir Hanukkah. So like,
yeah, but we make Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Sivanu on the Tinas Yadayim.
Right, where would have had the same
question? The question is, did the Bahag get his din from our Gemara in Shabbos? Or not. There's if the Bahag got his din from our Gemara and Shabbos, so then the Rambam has a tremendous kasha on him. Because the Chayra, assuming the Gemara is kasha, like Sandy said, like the Rach says the Gemara is kasha on the Nusach HaBracha. And the Gemara's answer is Lo Sasser. That means you have to say that to explain the Nusach HaBracha of Netilas Yadayim also, according to the Bahag, if I ask you how do you make a bracha Netilas Yadayim, you have to give the same teretz. So, and yet he doesn't count it among the Taryag mitzvahs. So So that would mean that the Makor of the Bahag is not our Gemara. It's a little different. Maybe it's true. Now, the Rambam assumed that the Makor for the Bahag is from the Gemara in Shabbos. That's what he says. It's because we make the Brach Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sof and the Gemara in Shabbos, Eichon Sivanu. But the Rambam Gufa bombs out the Bahag that we also make that bracha by Netilas Yadayim, and you yourself are Moida that Netilas Yadayim is not included. So I can't find the Ramban, so I don't know. When we give the answer that the Bahag learns, it's only by not every Drabbanan is the same. So does that mean that the Bahag is not learning his din from our Gemara?
Well, if he didn't, then how does he understand the Gemara's question in the first place?
What?
If he doesn't, then how does he understand the Gemara's question in the first place? If there's another Makor that says that these brachos should be deraisa, then why is the Gemara even bothered? Where's the Makor? And if there is another Makor, then why doesn't the Gemara answer with the right Makor? Why is the Gemara answering?
Right. So you're saying that the Bahag did not get his din from our Gemara, right?
No, I thought you were saying just the opposite.
Because the Gemara is asking, how do we say Mitzivanu? The Gemara could have asked that on the Netilas Yadayim. And the answer doesn't turn it into a deraisa. So there must be that this is not the Makor for it being a deraisa.
But if there's another Makor, then what's the Gemara's question altogether? Why is the Gemara bothered? There's another, wherever had some Makor for these being deraisa, so that's the Makor for the Bracha. Why is the Gemara bothered?
In other words, you're asking the other way, that if Bezin Agado had some kind of chashivas, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Hanukkah's Bezin Agado. And you don't need El Sasser.
Back to the Gemara gives El Sasser. The Bahag is stuck using this Gemara as the Makor.
Okay, I hear.
And to say that he applies Lo Sosar only to the Beis Din HaGadol, with that we can't say?
But then how does he answer why we say Mitzivanu by Netilas Yadayim?
Because you can make the bracha without having... regardless so far.
The standard for the bracha doesn't have to be the same for the standard to be one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, right?
But the Gemara's kasha was, if you learn the Gemara's kasha like the Rach, then unless we say a shtickle Tyra that the Gemara is kasha, I don't know. You know, if you learn the Gemara is kasha like the Rach, so the Gemara is kasha was on the nusach of the bracha. So then that kasha you can ask on a Tinas Yadayim too.
The Gemara's kasha isn't all the brachas that are either Rabbanan.
No.
Yeah, that's why I always assume that. I think that the sugya when the big Rishon tumult about like Ruchas Mitzvahs by Nashim and by like a Suma.
Right. Let me just summarize. I think I'm losing some people. We're trying, I don't know, we got off on a tangent, but it's not such a bad tangent. We're trying to understand the Bahag. The Rambam says the Bahag got his din from our Gemara. So that sounds right, you know, sounds good. Obviously not more. But on the other hand, the Chayra, he couldn't have gotten his din from our Gemara because our Gemara asked, how do you say Mitzivanu? The answer is El Sasser. Now, that exact same Kasha you have on the Netilas Yadayim. And you have to give them the same answer. And yet the Bahag doesn't count the Netilas Yadayim as a Deraisa. So the Ramban, and all of them before Hashem here, I can't find where they say it. I think it's further on the sheets that I sent you, because it's like 20 pages here. They say that the Pshat of the Bahag is that there's different drabanans. There's drabanans of a regular drabanan and a rabbanan of Beis Din HaGadol. Just like we find by a Zakei Mamre. The Zakei Mamre is only if you argue with Beis Din HaGadol. Stop if you argue, if a person would disagree with the Gadol Ador, he's not Chayiv Misa, right? contrary to my popular belief. If a person would go ahead and say, I don't agree with Rav Steinman, I don't agree with Rav Moshe, I don't agree with Rav Yoshev, he's not a Zakei Mamre. You're only a Zakei Mamre if you don't listen to Beis Din HaGadol. So you see that there's a special din of Beis Din HaGadol. So the way they answer the Rambam is that, I mean, the Bahag, that the Bahag, oh, that some mitzvah, which is from the Beis Din HaGadol, those mitzvahs become deraisa. Mitzvahs drabana that are not from Beis Din HaGadol. The Tzidus Yadayim was not made by Shlomo. Shlomo, notwithstanding what was godless, but he's not called Beis Din HaGadol. So then it's not on the same level. But the Chayra.
But wasn't the Kasha of the Gemara specifically?
But the Chayra, the Kasha of its Ivano, you have on the Tzidus Yadayim too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Kasha of the Gemara.
So then you can't say that the Bahag got his din from our Gemara. It's very hard to say where the Bahag come along. It's such a wild, revolutionary thing to say that a Darabonin is a Daraisa. The Chupashtah says he got it from our Gemara because the Gemara seems to say that.
But maybe that's all the, maybe he got the, but that's the only thing he got from our Gemara. Maybe he has a separate svara or basis to start delineating between their abundance is not from our Gemara. The only thing he got from the Gemara is that their abundance could be considered their isis. That's it. Then how to figure out which ones are which. That's a separate issue.
But what that means, and I think we're onto something very nice, is that you have to say that the Bahag did not learn the Gemara's kasha of the Gemara like the Rach. Right? Because if the Gemara's kasha is like the Rach, then the Gemara's kasha would be even on the Tiras Yadayim too. Then you have no, and you have to give the same answer for the Tiras Yadayim. So you would have no right, based on our Gemara, to split between Hanukkah and the Tiras Yadayim. If the Bach did not learn the Gemara like the Rach, he learned the Gemara's kasha is time. I would say it's a maybe like this, a little different than what I said before, but it's in other words, it's a point of observation. The Gemara is not asking a kasha, heichin sivanu, and therefore how can we make the bracha? That's what the Rach says. The Gemara is asking heichin sivanu. We're in by Hanukkah, yes, we say it's sivanu. We say sivanu by Netilas Yadayim. We say the sivanu by Hanukkah. Where is Heichen Sivanu? There it says, by Hanukkah, it's a special super Sivanu. Right? Now, there's who said it's a Kasha? The Heichen Sivanu. Then, the Heichen Sivanu could be a statement, not necessarily a Kasha. It means that the Gemara's Gupa is telling you the Bach's Kiddush. The Gemara is saying, We make a bracha Asher Tivanu. Now there are different levels of Tivanu. The Tiras Yadayim, we also say Asher Tivanu. But the Tivanu by the Tiras Yadayim is not necessarily the same Tivanu as Hanukkah. According to the Bach, Hanukkah has a higher level of Tivanu. Not the Bach, the Bach. So the Gemara is speaking out, the Heichen Tivanu, by Hanukkah, where is the Tivanu? It's not the same Tivanu as every other case. Where is it? What is the, not a kasha, but it's a statement. The Heichen Sivanu, you should know that Hanukkah comes in the special din of Lilo Sasser and Shau Avicha. Right?
Where does the Gemara get the assumption that it's different than all the other mitzvahs Rabban?
No, the Gemara is smart. The Gemara is allowed to know. The Gemara Guma wants to point this out. The Gemara knew. I'm saying that the Gemara, in a certain sense, it's nice. The Rach, we made this funny diak, that the fact that the Rach has to explain the Gemara's kasha, we mean that there's probably a different way of learning the Gemara differently. So maybe the way the Bahag read the Gemara, that the Gemara was gufa coming to point out the Bahag's din, not because of it, not because of Hakusha. Mikayach ha-emes.
But it doesn't mention anything about Bezin HaGadol.
The Gemara knows the Bahag. The Bahag is Emes. And the Gemara knows that near Hanukkah, the Darga of Sivanu by near Hanukkah is a higher Darga than every other Drabana. It's a higher Darga of Netesh Yadayim. So that when we say Asher Kedishanu by near Hanukkah, that Sivanu means something different than it means when we say Netesh Yadayim, which is true according to the Bahag. That's true. So the Gemara is pointing that out. The Heichen Sivanu, not that it's a kasha on the Nusach of Bracha.
What's the answer?
It's an observation.
What's the observation?
It's where is the Sivanu by Hanukkah? You should know that it's a higher level. It's from Lo Sasur. By other Drabbanans, it would not be from Lo Sasur, according to the Bag.
So where would it be from?
I don't know. That was the Rabbanan's Kasha. That we know that there's a different Mikor that you have to listen to Rabbanan. I think Rav Ochanan wants to say one answer that it's a Svara Chitzayna. It's a Yashris in Svara that you have to listen to Rabbanan. So I don't remember anymore what Rav Ochanan said. Because Rabban clearly said, Rabban is going with the Bahag Shita. The Rabban brings a Raya against the Rambam because we say Savik Drabban and Akula. So he said there is no din of a deraisa. What are you? I stumped you. You look shocked. What were you saying? Nothing.
The same thing that could apply to Hanukkah, fine fields of dying.
No,
it's different.
The Bahag clearly says they're different. The Hanukkah is Daraisa and Netiyas Yadayim is Rabban. Says the Ramban. Sorry, Gretchen, I didn't see it. I don't see it right now. I saw it this, before when I was, but I don't, you know, skimming the pages. I probably didn't photocopy the right page because Ramban keeps on talking. But says the Ramban and other Meforshim, the Pshat and the Bahag is because near Hanukkah was made by a Takana of Bezdin, while Netiyas Yadayim was just made by Shlomo. Bezdin HaGadol, that's what
they did. Where do we see that in the Gemara Shabbos?
So I'm suggesting because Lo Sasur, he learns that Lo Sasur only applies to things that were Bezdin HaGadol. I think that's what Ramban says because Ramban asks the Kasha. If it's a deraisa, then you should say Savik deraisa to Chumra. So the Ramban is really holding that Lo Sasur does not apply by Drabbanans. So it only applies by Bezdin HaGadol. Lo Sasur is a special din. The Pasuk is talking about Bezdin HaGadol. I think that's what the Ramban says.
Savik deraisa to Chumra would apply to Hanukkah then?
Maybe, according to the Ramban that, and the Bahag, that's where it comes out. It's the Bahag, according to the Bahag, Hanukkah is deraisa. Netiyas Yadayim is Rabbanan. So yes, Hanukkah is a special din deraisa. So it comes out of the Gemara, but the question that we're just asking, but where did the Bahag get it from? The Rambam says he got it from our Gemara. So if our Gemara was asking Akasha, how can you say Vitzivanu? So then you have to give the same answer for Netiyas Yadayim. So then how could he not say it in our Gemara? In Hanukkah, not Netiyas Yadayim. So I'm suggesting that the Bahag is arguing with the Rach, and he's not learning that the Gemara is asking a Kasha, but rather the Gemara is making an observation. The Gemara is pointing out. The Gemara Gupin knows the Bahag because the Bahag is Emes, and the Gemara is saying that you should realize that the Sivanu of Hanukkah is a whole different dimension. The Heichen Sivanu, don't think it's the same level of Sivanu like Netiyas Yadayim. No. This is Heichen Sivanu. This is a higher level of Sivanu.
Yeah, but where is Netiyas Yadayim Sivanu? Lemaisa, that's a good kasha.
So I'm saying, but that Rabbi Ochanan has that kasha on the Ramban. That's Rabbi Ochanan has a special sefer called Divrei Sofrim. Are you familiar in the beginning of the second Chedek, Kobe Shir and Chedek Beis, he has a whole Kuntres de Rei Seifen. One of his kashas he has is, according to Rabban, that the Lo Sosser does not apply by a regular Drabanan. Because if Lo Sosser would apply by regular Drabanan, we would say Savik de Rei Seifen Chumra. So why are you Mukhliyev that isn't the Drabanan? So I believe this I read from memory. I believe he says it's a Yashris in Svara. It's not a Lo Sosser, it's a Svara. And the Svara doesn't have the same din of a Sava Deraisa, but it's a Chiyah that you mean Svara. There's a Yashris, you know, the Sirius Sharim says that, you know, the rabbis who are sitting on that, you know, that maze, that, that they know, you know, that the rabbis say, Kovesh be Yitzram, so you should listen to them. So I think it's a Yashris. There's a Yashris in Svara that you should listen to the people that were Kovesh Yitzram. But it's not in the Gedra of Lo Sosser. I think that's what Rav Chanan said. You can look it up, and I might be misquoting. Could be someone else said it, and I'm mixing up the people. But someone said that. But I feel like that's what Rav Chanan said. That it's not a Lo Sosser, but there's a Chiyah Misvara. So that could explain the Tzivanu by Netilas Yadayim. It's not Lo Sosser. But it's a Tzivanu because there's a Yashris in Svara. But that doesn't take for a Chiyah of Deraisa to say Savik Deraisa to Chumra. And that doesn't make for a Zakeh Mamre. And that doesn't make for it to be counted in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Okay, we'll have to find. Maybe I'll look for the. I ran out of time. We didn't get to the Rambam Shita because. Okay, anyway, the Rambam sheet is also very schwer because Rabban bombs out the Rambam that according to him, why do we ever say Savi Dreisa to Rabban and Kula? But okay, but we worked on the Bahad. Okay, I'm going to try. What?
How about if we continue this on Sunday?
First of all, we have to decide if we're learning on Sunday. I don't know. The question is maybe it's not right because people, Sunday is the official Hanukkah vacation. I don't know.
When is the official vacation?
I don't know. Every yeshiva in the world has off Friday and Sunday, no?
How did vacation on Hanukkah ever come to be?
I just don't think that's a family day for whatever people are. But we can continue on Monday. It's up to you. Do you want to continue on Monday?
Arshul Gufa has a thing on Monday night.
Okay. Good. Okay.
That's a good reason. It's a good reason not to start a new sugya by Monday.
Okay. Right. So I'll try Billy Nether first of all to find that I think it's about this thing that he speaks out and try and send it to you. Okay, I'm a little, you know, today I was a little but
not. Maybe just got back this afternoon?
Yes.
Oh, I'm saying Sunday no shiur, Monday, yeah. We'll continue this.
I'll try and find the Maramikayas for the Bahag, and maybe we'll do the Rambam too. But first we'll do the Bahag. This Bahag is very interesting, so we'll go off for the Bahag a little bit.
Mazel tov,
I got your text also. Thank you.
Oh, what's the Mazel tov?
I had my granddaughter got married on yesterday.
Oh, mazel tov.
That was my first grand. That's why I had a good excuse.
Oh, this was Brigida, the Gachasna was?
Yes, Brigida.
Oh, very nice. Mazel
tov. Had a good excuse.
A friend of Hanukkah already.
All excuses should be as good as this.
Yes, Shem Nachas and the Aryan Ekluch.
All right, yes, you can.
Thank you,
Abby. Friend of Hanukkah, everybody. Friend of Hanukkah,
everyone. Have a good Shabbos, too. All right.